Since its inception, the group has fought for equal rights against some of the more infamous hate groups of our generation, like the KKK. But two current employees told CNN the Southern Poverty Law Center fell short in guaranteeing equality for its own staff. The employees we spoke to would not go on camera out of fear of retaliation, but one told CNN the SPLC suffers from a systemic culture of racism and sexism within its workplace. A second employee agreed. It's an environment, one of the sources says, where black employees are not being promoted, despite being qualified. A workplace where a woman is made to feel she is not seen or heard, said one employee. My boss only hires white people. But now some employees say the group has to practice what they preach. It's bad, one employee, speaking on condition of anonymity, said. The rank and file are deeply divided. The employee describes the current upheaval at the SPLC as a revolution against the organization's longtime leadership, initiated by employees, tired of seeing the pervasive culture exist and go unchallenged by those in charge. The SPLC declined CNN's request for an interview. They did not respond to the specific claims made by some of their employees to CNN, but they did send this response from his board of directors chair, Brian Fair. We acknowledge and take very seriously the significant concerns that our talented and deeply committed staff have raised.
At the Law Center, we see the solutions to these issues involving race and justice is not simple.
The claims come after the firing of co-founder Morris Dees on March 13th. The SPLC says the 82-year-old was terminated after two separate investigations into alleged misconduct. They would not be more specific, citing privacy of personnel matters.
Hi, Morris. My name is Nick Valencia.
Dees did not respond to multiple attempts to reach him about his termination. An SPLC spokeswoman said in a statement regarding Dees' firing, no one, no matter that person's position at the SPLC, will be exempt from scrutiny and accountability. After Dees came the resignation of Richard Cohen, the longtime president of the organization. Cohen did not return calls. In a staff email, Cohen stepped down after 16 years at the helm. We've heard from our staff that we need to do a better job of making sure that our workplace embodies the values we espouse. Truth, justice, equity, and inclusion, he wrote. While some of our sources have been critical of the culture at the SPLC, they acknowledge that the organization has done important work in shedding light on extremism. CNN spoke to one woman who said, a lot of the claims were greatly exaggerated. I'm completely happy here. We have many women in leadership. But in recent days, the SPLC's female legal director also resigned. We reached her, but she would not comment.